The third victim, disc 10.
So we have one possible scenario, Rainey summarized. Avalon wanted to end things with Van der Zanden. He retaliated by arranging her murder, disguised as a school shooting, which involved intimidating Danny into being his cover, wiping all lab computers clean to cover his tracks, and sneaking in and out of his office to do the actual crime. She frowned. It's elaborate, but not impossible. Give him a 6, Sanders said. He has motive and opportunity. The Van der Zandens only have a .22 rifle registered in their name, but it's not impossible to get your hands on an unregistered gun. I mean, as long as you're climbing out your office window, why not stop at the street corner for a black market semi-auto? Point taken, Rainey observed dryly. She was about to turn to Luke when Quincy interrupted. What about Mrs. Van der Zanden? What about her? Sanders asked. Any evidence that she knew about the affair? Neighbors report any tension in the marriage? For once, the super-efficient detective was caught off guard. I'd have to get back to you on that. Rainey was impressed. So Sanders wasn't all-knowing after all. Who would have thought? She returned to their rundown of current suspects. Luke, bring Sanders up to date on Daniel and Angelina Avalon. Luke turned to Sanders. He didn't have notes or handouts, and his expression made it clear he thought Sanders' color-coded binders were a deep-seated cry for help. Angelina Avalon is Melissa's stepmom, Luke reported off the top of his head. Her real mom died during childbirth. Daniel waited 13 years to remarry, and Quincy thinks he was having inappropriate relations with his daughter. Incest? Sanders asked incredulously. Bingo, Luke said. Daniel Avalon gets a weasel factor of 15, if you ask me. Unfortunately, he currently has an alibi. What kind of alibi? Important business meeting. Two clients vouching for his time. One possibility is maybe he hired someone to do it, but I don't know. Mr. Avalon has a hunting cabin in the area, and for the record, the Avalons have 5 guns registered in their names, though none of them is a .22.